Here we go. You're listening to Law and Gospel on this Thursday, April the 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and with me is my co-host, Pastor Wes Reimnitz. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty well. We had rain all night around here. How was it in Springfield, Illinois?
It was a little spotty. It's clearing up. The sun's trying to come through, but it was cloudy all day.
You know, that fits perfectly with the email that we received from a Rob Brunansky. He believes that the resurrection is like the sun, but a lot of times it is cloudy because people kind of forget much of the significance of the resurrection. He says we often assume the resurrection, but what do we fail to think about?
Well, we fail to think about how as deeply as we ought to teach frequently as we should. And that's why we must reflect upon the significance of Jesus' resurrection. And it's not just on Easter, but it's all year long for our consistent faith.
We've often indicated that Easter is every Sunday because you can't have a sermon without talking about the results of the crucifixion, resurrection, and exaltation of Jesus.
I think that's an important point that you make there, because there's a number of articles out there that are talking about how attendance is dropping in many churches, and I believe it's a failure of talking about the resurrection and our life in Jesus.
I think that's an excellent point, that it's a failure to preach what the Bible really is saying. It's kind of like going, I like going to these restaurants where you can pick your own food down lines. Some of them are pretty good, but others, the food isn't that good. And if the food isn't that tasty, then you hesitate to return to that restaurant. Same thing about the church. What's the problem that Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 to 20?
Well, he rebukes the church because some denied the possibility of bodily resurrection, and others have spiritualized the resurrection.
Yes. I had a professor at the seminary who did not believe that Jesus rose in his body. His body is still in the grave, but he rose spiritually to the right hand of God, and therefore he denied the bodily resurrection. And of course, he ended up joining the Elka Church, which makes sense. Because deny a lot.
Well, Paul shows how inconsistent that is with the Christian faith, because Christianity teaches that Jesus bodily rose from the dead.
Yes. So Paul gives actually six results of the Corinthians' false understanding of Jesus Christ's resurrection, which in turn helps believers to appreciate its real significance. That's what we want to talk about. What is the first result if Jesus had not been raised?
Well, then gospel preaching would be worthless. Paul unfolds the significance of Jesus' resurrection. He talks about it in verse 14. If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain.
Yes. So if Christ had not been raised from the dead, all gospel preaching would be worthless. All efforts to tell friends, family, and neighbors about Jesus would be a complete waste. But what does verse 20 say?
But now Christ has been raised from the dead.
So all mission or evangelistic work is worth the effort, time, toll, energy, and finances put into it if it talks about the resurrection. It has ministries aimed at reaching out to whom?
Well, to the lost are worthy of prayer, support, and time. It is to talk to a lost world around us.
Yes. So if gospel preaching is vain apart from Jesus' resurrection, then it becomes significant. Why?
Because he has been raised. We call him the first fruits of the dead to rise.
Exactly. Now, what's the second significant thing if Jesus has not been raised?
Well, then faith in Christ would be worthless and meaningless.
What's faith in Christ?
There's faith in the promises of the gospel.
And
the news.
Part of those promises are based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So that if he has not risen from the dead, if he's still in the grave, he's still paying for our sins. Now, in our culture, what do people say things like?
Well, if they prove Jesus never bodily rose from the dead, they were considered a waste of their time.
Well, they say you just have to believe. You need to have faith. But was that Paul's take on faith?
Well, Paul's response would have been why should you have faith? It would be utterly meaningless. Because Christ has been raised from the dead, it's not meaningless.
So, even if they proved Jesus never bodily rose from the dead, they say, I want to give up on faith. I still have my faith. What's Paul's response to that?
Well, it would have been, why should you have faith? It would be utterly meaningless.
Yes. But because Christ has been raised from the dead, faith is not meaningless. It is in the resurrected Savior. Why is our faith worthwhile?
Because we believe not in a dead Savior, but a risen Lord. When we have faith in Jesus, we are trusting the one who died and rose again and lives forever as our triumphant Lord.
What's the third reason or implication if Christ has not been risen from the dead?
Well, the Bible would be a false witness about God.
Yes. We believe in a dead Savior, not in a risen Lord. In other words, we are trusting the one who died, rose again, and was exalted to the right hand of God. And Paul and his fellow apostles would be liars about what?
Well, if Jesus had not been raised, because their message was that God had raised Jesus from the dead.
Yeah, that is serious. What Paul is saying in verse 15 is what?
Well, 15, he says, we are found to be misrepresenting God because he testified that God had raised Christ, whom he did not raise. If it were true, the dead would not be raised.
In verse 15, he says that the testament, the New Testament, is a book of lies if Jesus is not alive today. But because Christ has been raised from the dead, what are the apostles?
Well, the apostles and the New Testament are true witnesses of God and his redemptive works. Jesus' resurrection means that our Bible is completely faithful and worthy of our trust.
So, whenever we have the privilege to share the gospel, what are we telling people about?
Well, we are telling the truth about God and what God has done.
Yeah. What does Jesus say about himself? I am the way,
the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
That's really, really important. So therefore, what's the fourth problem if Christ has not been risen from the dead?
Our sins would still rule over us. We'd still be uncovered.
In other words, we would be under the power of sin. How does Romans 6:11, what does Paul say there?
Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Yes. If the resurrection did not happen, then what power would rule over our lives?
Well, it would be, of course, the power of sin. And not only this, but we would remain under the penalty of sin.
Yes, that's the curse of the law, because in the day that you sin, you shall surely die. In Romans 5:10, what does Paul write?
For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. We would still be under the wrath of God if Jesus had not been raised from the dead.
Now that is a really important difference between Christianity and every other religion in the world. Because in every other religion in the world, then you need to get reconciled to God first so that he will then love you and save you. But in Christianity, who's the one that gets reconciled to you?
Well, it's Christ. He's been raised from sin's power and that has been broken in believers who are also free from sin's penalty. It took Jesus, objectively, somebody to go in our place.
So, when you believe in Jesus Christ and his resurrection from the dead, there is now no condemnation. And who is that condemnation taken away from?
Well, for those who are in Christ Jesus, the significance of his resurrection is that we are alive to God in Christ and dead to sin.
So, who was condemning us prior to the crucifixion?
Well, it was the wrath of God, was it not?
Very good. People think it was the devil. But no, God was condemning us because we were not obeying his will.
You know, that's an important point that you bring up. because when he died, the earth shook. I mean, the verb that's used in there is that it shook. God literally took the world in his hand and shook when Jesus died.
Yes. So that what is the significance of Jesus' resurrection?
Well, because he's been raised, sin's power has been broken in believers who are free from penalty.
And yes.
Romans 8, it tells us it's true for those in Christ through faith, that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
When did Jesus say something like that on the cross? What did he say to his Father?
My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
But about the forgiveness of sins.
Oh, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yes. That is probably one of the most important statements that is revealed in the scriptures concerning what Jesus said. There's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be in Christ Jesus?
Well, that we are alive to God in Christ and dead in sin. It's by faith that we receive the robes of righteousness.
So we've taken a look at four reasons why we're in trouble if the resurrection hasn't taken place. What is the fifth reason?
Christians would have suffered divine judgment at death. We would still be under a judgment of death for our sins.
Exactly. And when does that divine judgment take place?
Well, it takes place upon the cross.
Right. But in our time, when does it take place? When is that divine judgment removed?
Well, it's removed the moment we come to faith in Christ.
And when does that occur?
Well, for many of us, at our baptism.
Excellent. That's the point. It's the sacrament of baptism that now that God has raised Christ from the dead, God's judgment has been satisfied through his death and resurrection. That's why we have a hope for what?
A hope for life.
For forgiveness.
Well, forgiveness of sins that gives to us eternal life, because in our baptism, we are washed clean and given the robes of righteousness of Christ.
Yes. All saints who have gone before are rejoicing in Jesus' presence because he has been raised from the dead. And someday when we face death, these words can comfort our souls. Now, how do you get Jesus to be present in your life here on earth?
Well, it's by faith. I mean, we talk about it in terms of means of grace and how God's grace comes to us through the Word, through the sacraments of baptism, through the Lord's Supper.
Yes. So, six, if Christ has not been raised from the dead, what is the last significant problem?
Christians would be the most pathetic people in the world.
Yes. And that's why unbelievers are the most pathetic, because they don't believe. If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, what is the result?
Well, then we are to be most pitied. verse 19 perhaps doesn't ring true in our American culture.
The American culture of what?
Of peace, of joy, of prosperity, you know, happiness, heaven, as the cherry is on the top of it all.
So you know, for many in the world, if Christ has not been raised, then we will not be raised. But they say, so what? Why do they say that?
Well, at least we had a good life.
Here's how Paul saw the Christian life. It's a war against what?
Against sin, unbelief, and false teachers. It was a war for the souls of people of every tribe, tongue, and nation. If I'm not fighting this war and giving it my life for it, and at the end I'm not raised from the dead, I am a fool.
And so, how do we conduct a war against false teachers?
Well, by going and teaching Christ is raised from the dead, with the gospel message.
Yes. In other words, we turn back to Scripture and we show how false teachers are not following Scripture. We had a lot of that when I was at the seminary. We had professors who were false teachers. They denied creation. They denied the crossing of the Red Sea the way the Bible explains it. They denied many of the miracles of Jesus, but there was also a denial of his resurrection bodily from the dead.
I always thought it was a good thing when I was making calls on members that hadn't been in church for a while and let them know that their argument wasn't so much with me, that I was leaving him with the Word of God and the Spirit of the Lord was working on their hearts. That to me was always an important point, is helping them search the Scriptures and find that Jesus loves them.
The real question is not, why did Paul think the Christian life was not worth it apart from the resurrection? What's the real question?
Well, why do you think it is?
Yes. So, what does the Christian resurrection move us to do?
Well, to make choices and sacrifices that seem absurd in the world's eyes.
I see that at Christian funerals. Here we have the dead body before us, and yet we believe it's still alive in the spirit in heaven, and it will be raised from the dead. The world thinks that that is ridiculous and absurd. So because Christ has been raised from the dead, how do you describe Christians?
Well, Christians then are the most blessed people on the planet. In the end, we give up nothing and we get everything by being raised from the dead.
Yes. Anything we sacrifice here on earth, what will that result in?
Will be returned to us a thousandfold.
That's what heaven is like, a thousandfold. The solution to self-centered living that says, I can't want to die every day, and I don't want following Jesus to cost me. That is to remember the significance of what?
Well, the significance of Jesus' resurrection.
So, for many people, what has Jesus' resurrection become?
More like a slogan.
So if Christ has not been raised, evangelism and faith is worthless. The New Testament is a book of lies. Everyone would still be in sin, facing condemnation at death, and our lives would be the most pathetic on earth. But now Christ has been raised from the dead. So what is made worthwhile?
Well, our good news of evangelism, our faith is significant. The New Testament is absolutely true. We are free from sin. We have hope from beyond the grave. And giving our lives for the kingdom of Christ is the wisest decision that we can make.
Thank you very much for helping us with the six reasons why the resurrection of Christ is very important. And we'll continue with a law and gospel lesson on tomorrow's broadcast at 9:30. I'm Tom Baker. You listen to Wes Reimnitz. God bless you.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.